Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour, and I thank you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me. We are chatting a whole week's worth, 2 weeks worth of Paulding County athletics, and today we are zeroing in on the all-conference team special edition of My Sports today. Panther football team 10-0, first Green Meadows Conference title in the second stint in the GMC for the first time since 1988. Of course, we were part of the NWC for many years. Switching back over to the GMC and Jim Menzies' crew, get it done. Last week against Antwerp, they're playing this upcoming week. They have a home game, which we will talk about. That game will be on mysports.live. Brady Stabler and Scoop Miller will have the call for you there. We're going to talk about the entire Paulding Panther football season, because I think 10-0 deserves something special. So we're taking an in-depth look at Paulding football today. Then, like I mentioned, we need to talk all-conference teams for football, for golf, and, of course, for some volleyball right here this morning on another edition of My Sports. Hope you had a great week, Paulding County, and I thank you so much for choosing to spend a piece of your Saturday morning with me chatting some Paulding County athletics, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name is Pete Seymour, thanking you not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. We're talking Panther football this morning here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
And we're back here on My Sports. We are chatting some all-conference Green Meadows Conference football teams today. Of course, the GMC crown belongs to the Paulding Panthers. Offensive player of the year in the Green Meadows Conference, William Zedike, the senior signal caller from Fairview. He was really, really good all season long. Congrats, William Zedike, as your offensive player of the year in the GMC. Defensively, we stay right in Paulding County with the maroon and white and a kid that we've talked about all year long from start to finish, a spark plug on the Paulding Panther defense, the junior Jalen Manns taking home defensive player of the year. And I've said this many times before, this is a kid that has D1 written all over him. Just has to find the right fit, but congratulations to Jalen Manns, the junior from Paulding, on the defensive player of the year. Also on the offensive side of the ball, making it on first team, Logan Olinger, the junior from Fairview. Blake Roanhaus, the wide receiver from Paulding, he's a senior. And then Jordan Manns, Jalen's brother, as another junior for the Paulding Panthers. At the tackle position, Keegan Gray Wyckoff, the junior from Antwerp. He's a big kid that we've only seen get better and better. And then Caden Boer from Ayersville, he's a senior. At the center position, Anthony Renalet, the senior from the Fairview Apaches. He was solid all year. At the offensive guards positions, well, we have to give a game ball to this guy every time we do a Paulding Panther football game. Miguel Martinez, the senior from Paulding, he takes home the first team guard position along with Kobe Bump from Tenora. At the running back position, how about Eli Berner from Ayersville? He's had an extremely productive 4 years. Avery Cooper, he's also on the first team for running backs as a junior from Paulding. And then Cooper Rapogel also checking in on the first team all GMC at the running back position. Place kicker, Landrick Vandermeed from Fairview. He was really good all year long. Josh Lieb at tight end from Tenora on the first team. On the defensive side of the ball, Noah Weaver, senior from Edgerton. Gavin Mead, one of the great players for the Fairview Apaches. Cregan Gray Wyckoff, the junior from Antwerp, at the tackle position with Gage Mullins and Carter Radzik from Fairview and Tenora. The linebacker position, Avery Cooper, the standout running back for Paulding. Josh Lieb from Tenora. And then Jalen Manns, again, the defensive player of the year at that linebacker position. At the defensive back position, Logan Olinger from Fairview, Blake Roanhaus from Paulding, Jordan Manns also from Paulding. At the punter position, Jalen Manns from Paulding, and then Jackson Stambaugh from Ayersville. The second team Well, it looks like this. Dane Ewers, he's a sophomore from Ayersville. Noah Weaver, a senior from Edgerton. Ben Mulliman, the junior from Ayersville. Kellen Sanchez, the junior from Edgerton. Adam Spangler, the senior from Fairview. Then Jalen Manns, the junior from Paulding at the end position. At the guard position, Jackson Flower from Edgerton. Caden Garza from Fairview. Drayden Grinnell Dennis from Fairview. Cross Zedike from Hicksville. Carter Bumley from Wayne Trace. Those are your three running backs on the second team. Your second team quarterback, and of course this is up for debate, Colton Hunt from Paulding. I think you can make a case for him being first team. Will Zedike, though, really nice career for the Fairview Apaches. Also on the second team, the place kicker Parker Hancock from Tenora. On the defensive side of the ball, Jesus Alavos from Hicksville, Jackson Griffith from Paulding at the tight end position. Jackson Griffith from Paulding. Defensive tackles include Orlando Puente from Edgerton, Miguel Martinez from Paulding, Damian Iliff from Paulding, who also had a really nice year, Eli Berner from Ayersville, Drayden Grinnell, Dennis from Fairview, and Lance Whitman from Wayne Trace. Those are your three linebackers in Berner, Grinnell, Dennis, and Whitman. The defensive backs, Hampton Rogie from Antwerp, Jonathan Huffman from Fairview, and then Clay Stoller from Wayne Trace. A few honorable mentions that we need to talk about. Zach Stoller, offensive end from Wayne Trace. He gets the honorable mention category. From Paulding at the tackle position, Javon Stiltner putting a really nice year as a sophomore. Isaac Couts from Paulding as well. Drayden White from Tenora, and then Alex Doster from Wayne Trace. Nice to see him have one more year yet left. Alex Doster has just continued to grow for the red, white, and blue. At the center position, Marcelo Cruz from Antwerp, Bryce Schroeder from Edgerton, Eli Pesafall from Paulding, and Brock Bailey from Tenora on the honorable mention category. At the guard position offensively, Aiden Dunderman from Antwerp, he's a junior. Parker Egnor from Paulding, Kane Mansfield from Wayne Trace, Lucas Moorhead from Wayne Trace as well, along with Nathan Sattler from Tenora. At the quarterback position, Owen Farrell from Tenora checks in along with Maddox Baker. He's a senior from Edgerton. The running backs, Lance Whitman from Wayne Trace, Gage Clevenger from Antwerp. So Paulding County taking home all of the honorable mention category at the running back position. Place kicker, Parker Iden from Edgerton. At the defensive ends, Javon Stiltner from Paulding. We've named his name a few times. Adam Spangler from Fairview. Abram Jimenez from Tenora, Alex Doster from Wayne Trace, Garrett McConnell from Ayersville, Parker Egnor from Paulding, Drayden White from Tenora, Kane Mansfield from Wayne Trace. At the linebacker position, Jensen Binding, he's only a sophomore and can lay the boom for the red, white, and blue. Nick Bauman from Paulding, Carter Bumley from Wayne Trace, Cody Bump from Tenora, Michael Roars from Antwerp, Jackson Flower from Edgerton, and Brody Williams from Fairview. The punters, Jonathan Huffman and Parker Hancock, Fairview and Tenora respectively. In the defensive backs position, Owen Lloyd from Ayersville, Gavin Garza from Fairview, Owen Reynolds from Tenora, Kellen Sanchez from Edgerton, Colin Level from Hicksville, Maddox Baker from Edgerton, and Dylan Shoffley from Tenora. So there's a look at your first team, your second team, and your honorable mention teams from the Green Meadows Football Conference this season. And, of course, your Offensive Player of the Year, Will Zedike, the senior signal caller from Fairview, and the junior, Jalen Manns from Paulding, as the Defensive Player of the Year. Congrats to all players who made first, second team, or honorable mention categories. And, again, Will Zedike and Jalen Manns, your two Players of the Year in the Green Meadows Conference.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
And we're back here on My Sports. Just wrapped up talking some all-conference Green Meadows football teams for the season and our Defensive Player of the Year from Paulding, Jalen Manns, Offensive Player of the Year from Fairview, William Zedike. And well, that's the game the Paulding Panthers were looking for last night, Tenora and Fairview. Let's take a look back through this season for the Paulding Panthers. Of course, the last title that they had was in 1988, and that was a Northwest Conference title. So 37 years later, Jim Menzies and this Paulding Panther team gets it done, and they stand atop of the GMC. So from 1992 to 2021, Paulding had winning records just twice, 6-4 in 97 and in 2008. They were winless in 1993, 1996, 2001, 2011, 2012, 2015, and 2021. They had 1-9 seasons in 2000, 2002, 2003, 2006, 2007, 2014, 2016, and 2017, and did not win a Northwest Conference game for 7 consecutive seasons from 2011 until 2017. Even in Jim Menzies' first year, they went 1-9, and things did not start off on a great foot as they hired Steve Farrell, who is a Paulding grad, as well as Jim Menzies, but he resigned before ever coaching a game, which put Menzies in position to take over the reins of this Paulding Panther program. Well, from season number one till now, it was a gradual, steady, but very impressive climb. A 6-4 finish highlighted the 2023 season, featuring a Week 10 14-13 victory at Wayne Trace that earned Paulding its first ever non-COVID playoff appearance. Then a 7-3 campaign in 2024 saw the Panthers start out 5-0 for the first time in decades. They lost to Fairview and Tenora by a combined 5 points while again reaching the postseason. But of course, the path to greatness has now seen Paulding achieve heights never thought. Led by seniors Blake Roanhouse, Colton Hunt, Jackson Griffith, Easton Lehman, Alex Highwarden, Isaac Couts, Miguel Martinez, Josh Perez, and Damian Iliff, and give so much credit to this senior class dealing with the adversity from freshman year all the way to senior year, and they get it done. And this group of seniors, really special group of seniors for the Paulding Panthers, and they bought into Coach Menzies' scheme, and they bought into his lifting and his conditioning program early, and obviously reaped the benefits. Of course, Blake Roanhouse and two-way lineman Miguel Martinez joined Colton Hunt as four-year starters from freshmen with one win to unbeaten champions in a very balanced, potent attack on each side of the ball. Colton Hunt this year, how about it? 2,256 yards through the air, 28 touchdowns. He was 125 of 214. 286 rush yards and 8 touchdowns on the ground. He set the career passing yards mark as a junior, along with the career touchdown passing mark, and enters the postseason now with 6,000. Yeah, you heard that right. 6,033 career passing yards and 67 touchdowns, along with 11 rushing scores. Roanhouse, the reigning GMC Basketball Player of the Year and Baseball Player, caught 41 passes for 640 yards and 11 scores this year while recording 7 picks this season as well as last season. The pass catching records, they've fallen to Blake Roanhouse and Jordan Manns. This year, Jordan Manns, 43 catches, 995 yards, and 11 touchdowns. While Roanhouse holds the career touchdown record from another 1988 team member, Rob Kessler. Opposing teams offensively, and this just speaks to how good the defense was all year, averages 205.2 yards of total offense and 12 points per game against the Panthers, who also had a plus 16 turnover ratio. 8 turnovers for Paulding, 24 takeaways for the Panthers. Offensively, Paulding racked up 413 points in 10 games, scoring 26 times on the ground and 30 through the air, 352.3 total yards per game. Defensively, Miguel Martinez, 48 tackles, 2 for a loss. Damian Iliff, 26 tackles, 1 for a loss. Griffith, 18 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for a loss. Lehman, 17 tackles, 1 for a loss. Isaac Couts, another massive contributor as an underclassman on this team. 120 tackles, 26 for a loss, 3 sacks, 2 picks for Jalen Manns. Jordan Manns, 67 tackles, 5 picks, 2 tackles for a loss. Avery Cooper, from his running back position, he was really good defensively. 76 tackles, 15 for a loss. Those are some gaudy numbers from not just talent, but hard work on the Paulding defense. So let's start back at the beginning and get a whole snapshot of what this season looked like for the Paulding Panthers. All the way back in Friday, August 22nd, 7 p.m., week number one of high school football. I can't believe it goes this fast. It's crazy every single year. Anyway, It was a monster win against Swanton at home at Keyser Field. 55-0 all Panthers in that one. Then at North Central, they defeated North Central 61-0. So no points let up through the first weeks for Paulding. And I know some people were really commenting on the strength of Paulding's schedule at the beginning of the year, but hey, great tune-up games. Monster win versus Swanton. They blow out North Central 61-0. They come out the first 2 weeks without giving up one single point. Yeah, one single point in scoring 116. So, let's add on the 33-7 victory that they took down Delphus Jefferson in week number 3. That was September 6th. So, all of a sudden, Paulding Panthers have let up 7 points defensively throughout the first 3 weeks of football. Then, you know what? Let's throw the Wayne Trace Raiders in there. Raider Field, not an easy place to play out. What do they do? 39-7 Paulding County win against Wayne Trace, and now they have only let up 14 points in the first 4 weeks of football. All right, so Friday, September 19th, maybe things will change. It's an Ayersville squad, you know, who knows, ground game is really good. What can the Paulding defense do? Well, it was a test, and it was testing back-to-back weeks as they got Ayersville at home at Keyser Field 35-32 in a massive win, and then the next week they took down Fairview by a final of 36-31. Then moving on, another huge game right after that. The GMC, year in and year out, is just so competitive. It's so much fun to cover the Green Meadows Conference. Well, like I said, after that is Edgerton. And they were at the Bulldogs' place. They win by a score of 35-28. Victors there. They come back home, blow out Hicksville 50-0. Then they're at Tenora, which some seem to be a little bit of a trap game, but they handle the Rams 36-10. And then they knock off Antwerp at home, your final, the last week of the season. 33-6 Panthers over Archers to complete the 10-0 season. And I hope you guys know that my goal is to have Jim Menzie back on this show soon. I really don't like having coaches on in season too much, especially when you have some playoff games on the horizon. And I know a lot of these players for Paulding, they are multiple sport athletes, so I'd like to have some of them on this show as well. But hey, I'm going to wait just a little bit before after their playoff game and maybe after some basketball, but these kids really do deserve to have some recognition. Hopefully we'll be able to get some players and some alumni on the show congratulating these Paulding Panthers on a heck of a year, hopefully in the near future. So that'll be on tap coming up, but that is a snapshot of the undefeated season for Paulding. One more time, your Defensive Player of the Year in the Green Meadows Conference, Jalen Mance, and congrats to all that made all-conference teams. Colton Hunt, I know you were so close to being first team for the quarterback position, but very well respected on the second team. Monster year for Colton Hunt. And I've talked to so many people around the Paulding area, so many people that have followed this team for a very long time, and they cannot speak highly enough of the players and young men that this Paulding football team has brought to the table over the last few years. So there's a look at it. Your Paulding Panthers undefeated. Perfect 10-0 and no blemishes in the Green Meadows Conference. All right, we talked all-conference football. We broke down the Paulding Panthers season. We need to talk some all-conference golf, and then we need to talk some all-conference volleyball. We'll wrap it up with our My Sports slate of games. That is going to be the Paulding Panther game at home. Next week, we'll talk about that. And then we need to talk about the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. It's a fun one today, so stay with me. This is My Sports, and it continues next right here on my 102.7 FM. And we're back, rocking and rolling our way through another edition of My Sports. Happy Halloween, Paulding County. I haven't got to mention that yet. Love Halloween so much. Big fan of Halloween, always have been. Hope you guys had a very safe and fun night trick-or-treating with your kids last night. We talked football. We talked about the Paulding Panthers' journey to the playoffs, their home game next week. And now we need to talk about some volleyball. We need to chat about the All Green Meadows Conference volleyball teams this year. We talked about the All GMC football teams, just littered with Paulding County names, ton of maroon and white, some royal blue and white as well, and some red, white, and blue for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Let's take a look at the GMC All-Conference Volleyball Selection. Scholar athletes, I haven't seen them come out yet. It's a very important category because without getting the grades, you cannot get the wins. Let's talk about the GMC Volleyball teams. Paige Gamby from Tenora. She's the Player of the Year in the Green Meadows Conference. Joining her on the first team, Tatum Krebs from Tenora, Olivia Farnham from Edgerton, Aubrey Hammer from Fairview, Patience McDaniel from Fairview, and then Brooklyn Michelle from Ayersville. That's a look at your first team. On the second team, here's where you'll find some Paulding Panthers. SD Peace, she's a junior. Tori Slaughter, a junior from Paulding. Kenny Kaufman, a senior from Fairview. Ella Schaubin, a junior from Tenora. Lexi Moore, senior from Wayne Trace. She's putting a great 4 years for the red, white, and blue. Grace Flory, senior from Ayersville. Honorable mention category. Lucy Breyer from Paulding. Again, had a really nice year for the Paulding Panthers. Caroline Winans, well, we know what she's done over her 4 years. Briley Bagley from Antwerp, from Tenora. Macy Benfelt, Clara Roars from Antwerp, Ava Gisagi from Edgerton, McKenna Baird from Hicksville, Kaylee Dunham from Paulding. She's only a junior, still has 1 year left. And then Tori Sin, the senior from Wayne Trace. So there's a look at your first team, second team, and honorable mention categories. And, of course, your player of the year from Tenora, Paige Gamby. So that's a look at all GMC volleyball. So we've covered some football. We've covered some volleyball. Let's take a look at your all GMC golf teams of the year and your golfers of the year. For the boys on the first team and the golfer of the year, Parker Hancock from Tenora. Tenora golf team, really good year in, year out. Logan Stein on the first team from Tenora. Ryder Backhouse from Tenora, also on the first team. Colton Adams from Hicksville, and then Caden Massengale from Tenora. So four of the six Tenora Rams on the first team. Brody Rossworm, he also checks in on the first team from the Wayne Trace Raiders. Fantastic year for Brody. Second team on the boys' side, Ayersville, Hicksville, Tenora, 1-2-3. Callan Foreman, Luke Eicher, Calvin Martin, and then Jack Dagger from Paulding, Grant Lemonstall from Tenora, and Tyler Gorings from Paulding are both on the second team. Honorable mention category, Jonah Schinninger from Fairview, Connor Wanamaker from Wayne Trace, Charlie Carrison from Hicksville, Gannon Parrott from Paulding, Zane McMichael from Antwerp, and then Nick Hatcher from Paulding. There's a look at the boys' side, first team, second team, and honorable mention. Again, Parker Hancock, golfer of the year in the GMC from Tenora. And on the girls' side, the golfer of the year, right at home at Wayne Trace, Reagan McGarvey for the red, white, and blue. Fantastic year for McGarvey to lead the Wayne Trace Raiders. Adelaide Gill from Tenora, Jaden Deese from Edgerton, Aaliyah Keeley from Hicksville, Ella Crosby from Wayne Trace, and then Marissa Ramond from Tenora on the first team. Second team, Delaney Zackenhouse from Paulding. She checks in. Lila Backhouse from Tenora, Ryan Jay from Wayne Trace, Summer Mosier from Tenora, Lila Clem from Antwerp, and Cameron Whitaker from Fairview. Honorable mention category for the ladies, Kaylee Gorell from Ayersville, Isabel O'Shaughnessy from Wayne Trace, Hannah Alstetter from Ayersville, Madison Schmidt from Antwerp, Danny Coble from Ayersville, and then Whitney White from Edgerton. So there is a look at your GMC All-Conference teams and your golfers of the year for the boys, Parker Hancock and Reagan McGarvey from Wayne Trace for the girls. Congrats to all the volleyball athletes and golfers on some extremely successful seasons. I'd have to go back and look, but I swear that some of the scores that I saw in Paulding County on the golf course were lower than they ever have been this year. I definitely know they're lower than the scores I shot this past summer on the golf course. All right, so we talked football, we talked some volleyball, we talked some golf. When we come back, we'll have our MySports.live slate of games coming up. And of course, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week, all that and plenty more coming up next right here as MySports rolls on by 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports. Time for our MySports.live slate of games. And, of course, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. Once again, happy Halloween. Hope you have a great Halloween weekend, a safe Halloween weekend. Hope you had a great time last night. But let's first get to some thank yous before we get to our next two pieces of business. And those thank yous, well, of course, they go out to our sponsors, because without them, I would not be here doing this. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schroeller Electric, and, of course, the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. I thank you so much for the support week in and week out and allowing me to share the high school athletes' stories of Paulding County. All right, let's get to the best thing that I have seen in sports all week, because we have one football game coming up next week. That is Paulding at home. We'll talk about that one here in a minute. And we're going to dive a little bit deeper into our MySports.live slate of games. I know basketball around the corner. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves yet, but still do want to give you a little peek into what you can catch on MySports.live for the hoop season. But first, let's get to the best thing that I have seen in sports all week, and we're staying kind of local. I know I've been all over the place, some local, some college, some national stories. Well, how about Ryan Rollins? He was a guard at the University of Toledo. I try and stay pretty local with some of the, you know, universities close to Paulding County, and Ryan Rollins this past week, he was a really good guard for the University of Toledo Rockets. A few years ago, it turns pro. And how about Ryan Rollins this past week? A 25-point game, and then two nights ago, he drops 32. So that is easily the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. This Toledo Rocket basketball program continues to pump out high-quality NBA guards, and Ryan Rollins is exactly one of those. If you've ever seen this kid play, boy, is he shifty. With basketball season right around the corner, hey, I encourage all of you guards out there, you have a chance to go turn on the Milwaukee Bucks and watch Ryan Rollins play. My goodness, a very good person to emulate and a really good kid. So that's easily the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. My second game ball for this category goes out to all of the hilarious sports costumes I saw last night. Saw a ton of football players, ton of basketball players, some soccer players. Some great costumes in the sports world, and I thoroughly get enjoyment every single year about seeing all of the costumes come out. And hey, bonus points if they're sports too, because that's what we're about here on My Sports. Okay, so that's the best thing I've seen in sports all week. Once again, you young guards out there, go look at Ryan Rollins' highlights on YouTube when you have a minute, and you will not regret the about 3-4 minutes of learning that you're going to have from those videos. Okay, so let's take a look at the MySports.live slate of games coming up. And, of course, next week, Brady Stabler and Scoop Miller will have the Paulding football game at home. That is at Keyser Field. But before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about some basketball. And we're not going to go too far into the schedule, but we're going to go far enough so I can give you a little taste of what you guys can view on the MySports.live airwaves coming up here in just a few weeks. And I give Joe and Terry so much credit. We did that junior high football game a few weeks ago. That was so much fun. They do such a nice job of just spreading the wealth around Paulding County with the schools and what dates they get and everything. Props to Joe and Terry. They do such a fantastic job. But the first week of basketball, that is Tuesday, November 25th, at least for the MySports.live coverage, we do have some games that week. And we start with girls, Paulding and Liberty Center. Myself and Bethany Desjardins will be on the call for you there. On Friday, boys hoops, Brady Stabler and Ben Winans, they have you covered on the 28th. Then a whole bunch of games that weekend. The 29th, there's three of them. Girls, boys, girls, Wayne Trace. We'll start with the girls, Delphus St. John's against Wayne Trace. That's a morning game with Garrett Mansfield and Scoop Miller. Then Jason Landers and Scoop Miller have the Saturday games, the 29th. Paulding and Eden, that is boys. And then to follow the girls that exact same Saturday, Paulding and Eden varsity doubleheader to get things tipped off in Paulding County for hoops. Really looking forward to being out, calling a whole bunch of games. We're doing so many games this year in Paulding County for basketball, and I cannot wait. Should be some great teams, both from the girls and the boys from Antwerp, Wayne, Trace, and Paulding. All right, so that's a look at it. Now to zero in on next week. And the Paulding Panther football team will be back at home, and it will be a rematch of a fantastic football game earlier in the year as Fairview absolutely routes Tenora. So it's the Apaches, and it is the Panthers next Friday in the playoffs at Keyser Field. Haven't been able to say that for a while, but it's so good to be able to say that again. Panthers, Apaches, you won't want to miss it. Get out and support next week, Paulding. I can't wait to watch it on mysports.live with Brady and Scoop. Well, that will do it for this edition of My Sports Today. We talked a whole bunch of all Green Meadows Conference teams. We talked some football. We talked some golf. We talked some volleyball. We talked a little bit about the Paulding Panthers season so far. And like I mentioned, back at home next week, get out and support your Panthers, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County, and I'll hope to talk to you Saturday morning as the Paulding Panthers, fingers crossed, advance in the playoffs. Have a great week, Paulding, and you take care.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.